This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Where will the Chiefs and Royals be playing football and baseball, I don't know, 5 years from now, ideally, or less, outside of this city? I was wondering a little bit on this, because it feels like everyone's been kind of playing, everyone's trying to keep their cards close to the vest, which you should in this scenario. Shouldn't Kansas be doing whatever they can on the planet for the next 5 days to try to steal one of these teams before Missouri gets anything done? On the off chance Missouri's legislator actually passes something that like they need to like fund something that they're trying to fund, shouldn't you as Kansas be hyper aggressive now and not risk Missouri getting it together for the first time in 2.5 years in this situation?
So I'd argue they have been. Why in the next 5 days? I get what you're like.
Are you thinking they're already forcing their hand because of the we're not extending the Star Bonds thing?
One, the Star Bonds expire in June, and they have said to this point they're not extending it. So to me, that is creating a little bit of a deadline. The other part is,
we also don't all believe them. I think they would extend them.
If they're not going to be like, nope, sorry, you missed your chance to come to Kansas. Of course, but this is all leverage and everything. Yeah. I'm with you. But in terms of the waiting on Missouri kind of thing, remember that the teams also want to see what Missouri is going to be able to fully offer them too. So yes, the teams know exactly what they can get from Kansas. That's not even a debate anymore. So like Kansas being aggressive, these are the financial options for
so
you
does this
to come
mean
to Kansas.
That they this don't is, actually, that nobody actually wants to go to Kansas? Because well, think, by now, why didn't someone just take their money? Like, why didn't the Chiefs or the Royals just take Kansas' money? It's been sitting out on the table because for like a year.
Because from a PR end, it would also be like, hey, we tried and you guys didn't even give us close.
At this point, I think everybody would pretty much play that card anyway.
But
you
but
and I
like,
wouldn't come on the show
if,
and be
if,
like,
if the stadium bill didn't pass, it doesn't pass next week or in the special session in Missouri, then I don't know how on earth you would be able, people will try to, but how would you be able to blame either team for leaving if one is offering you 75% and the other is offering you like 30?
It depends on just, what you think the city's going to get. But yeah, certainly.
Rough
I
numbers.
Understand.
Yeah.
Vaguely, because both situations rely on unknown county money, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know what the state's giving you gold, but both Clay and Jackson or the Legends, Wyandotte, whatever, it's unknown county money still that would need some sort of passage.
913-586-7965. This one from the 816. Kansas needs to sit down, shut up, and work on getting a team in Wichita. Them trying to poach our teams is despicable. Your station shouldn't even be in Kansas.
They want us to move stations now?
They want us to be in Missouri, not in Kansas.
The next person said Kansas is Siberia.
Yeah.
Only 10% of the state is habitable?
There's just no way. I mean, what? We got a couple of Missourians on this side.
I guess let me clear up the confusion. They're not moving the team to Hayes America, okay? They would be moving, if they went to Kansas, to KCK or Overland Park or something.
We're going to take a shot at Hayes. What'd they ever do to you?
Somewhere out west.
Colby.
Goodland.
Goodland. That's
Garden
way
City.
Out there.
Whatever, you know, like.
You got to choose a really small town, Halstead. So we can't risk, you know, offending anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Smallest towns in Kansas. Let me just... You know, Mayetta. They know they're not going to turn into Mayetta.
I think it's Mayetta.
Mayetta.
Yeah, that's up north. North of Topeka. That's where the Prairie Bank Casino
is. Colorado, I know, because that's right on the border.
There you go.
You know, we're going to take pretty much all the way to Colorado.
Jeez. Yeah.
There's going to be someone on the text that'd be like, my grandma grew up in Buckland. Like, okay. Fine. Sorry that I offended you. And it's 371 acres. I'm not even listing people. Just tell me.
It's unincorporated or whatever, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to say for sure. This is just a news article from a year ago that says the least populated towns in Kansas.
Yeah.
I think isn't it weird for someone to say Kansas is trying to poach their teams?
But
it's Missouri's fault that they're trying to poach them because you've had all these.
It just depends.
Point,
I think you could
there.
Just as easily, like, yeah. depending on which side of the argument, Andrew, you could just blame billionaires. No, the billionaires are doing this.
Yeah,
they could just
suits,
pay.
Of course.
They could just pay for things and not move states and keep the teams where they are, but they want money. So they're. Yeah.
The thing is, they're not leaving the Kansas City area. The thing, either way, neither team is leaving the Kansas City area. And I know there will be a few of you out there that will refuse to ever go to a game that's not in your state. And I'll just reiterate what I've said 100 times about this. And literally it might be 100 times because we've been talking about this for 3 years.
Kansas versus Missouri.
I know. Yeah. My entire life, I have gone to sporting events in Missouri. It has not been a problem for me. Literally. I've lived on the Kansas side. Cody has lived on the Missouri side.
No one's asking you to choose where you want to live. You like living on the Kansas side or the Missouri side better?
Sure.
No one's saying you have to move.
Yeah. I have spent plenty of money on sporting events and other events in the state of Missouri. If one of the teams is in Kansas and one is Missouri, I will still go to Missouri for one of the teams, and I will gladly just drive over to one of the Kansas teams. And I know for some of you, it's not as simple as that. We've discussed the economic issues with one of the teams or both leaving Jackson County, Missouri. Those are real. I'm not saying you should be happy about those. Those are real challenges. It's why hopefully they can get things figured out on that end. But in terms of a sports fandom aspect, whether the team is in Kansas or Missouri, acting like you will no longer cheer for the Kansas City Chiefs or the Kansas City Royals, whether it is Kansas City, Kansas, Kansas City, Missouri, Overland Park, Clay County, North KC, like is something that some of you, I think, are just lying to yourselves. There's a few of you that I think deep down will actually commit to never going. And I would say is I don't think they're going to struggle to find people to go to games.
This sounds like rude, but they won't care.
Yeah.
It'll suck for you, but like the teams won't. They won't even shed a single tear, like, you know, in the littering ad. Nothing. They won't. Care. They won't care. They'll just replace you with a fan who hasn't been going to the games, who lives deeper on the Kansas side or whatever, right? They just, it's a cold, harsh reality probably, but it's also just what it is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.